Well, let's switch focus to Haiti, where heavy rains from Tropical Depression Grace are the latest impediment to ongoing rescue efforts after Saturday's 7.2 magnitude earthquake. The official death toll from the quake has risen above 1,400, with about 7,000 injured, hundreds of people still missing. So, of course, we want to weigh in with Dr. Paul Farmer, co-founder of Partners in Health, a not-for-profit with strong roots in Haiti since the 1980s. The organization has 6,300 staff, including 2,500 community health workers in the country. As its name implies, it partners with local health organizations and helps run several hospitals. And Dr. Farmer, Paul, there are areas without doctors, doctors without electricity, antibiotics, or anesthetics. You know, what are your challenges?
You know, you could go into a lot of detail about the challenges of transportation, the gangs that are blocking the road or had in the past. But we just tend to focus on what do we need right now in terms of the staff, the stuff, the supplies, the space. Sometimes the space is a mobile army surgical hospital kind of MASH unit. And we, having gone through this a number of times now, the teams are better and better at mustering a significant response. So that's what we'd like to do with sister organizations in southern Haiti, particularly in a place called Fond des Blancs, but also in the most heavily affected areas in Les Cayes and in Jérémie.
Yeah.
Getting to Jérémie is very difficult because the bridges are down. And again, there are significant obstacles to getting there by land. So we're also hoping to have air bridges and maybe even use the water to get there.
Air bridges, meaning flights? What do you mean?
Yeah, flights. So for example, in the first 48, 72 hours after an earthquake like this, there are a lot of people with crush injuries who need amputation, but sometimes they also need renal dialysis. Moving those kind of things by land is difficult, and moving patients by land is difficult. So we're also hoping for some assistance to get the most critically injured up to our staff in central Haiti or Port-au-Prince on the way in between. So that's what we mean by air bridges.
You've said there are better systems in place now than there were after the 2010 earthquake that killed hundreds of thousands of people in Haiti. What do you mean? What's the difference? What are the systems?
Well, let me just give one example. In 2010, which, you know, was a, as you said, a terrible experience for all of us, there was not a single emergency medicine training program in Haiti. And when we built a major teaching hospital in central Haiti in, right after the earthquake, one of the things we really wanted to do was focus on building capacity in Haiti. You know, what would last beyond the earthquake? So we launched the first emergency medicine training program and have since graduated a number of classes. In fact, the emergency medical services in a couple of places in southern Haiti are directed by our graduates. So that's just one example. Another, of course, is trauma service. There were all too few of those in Haiti in 2010, and now there are more. And there has been some significant effort by the Haitian authorities and a number of non-governmental organizations to build up the emergency response capacity. But now we still face the problem of how to get from point A to point B.
Right. By the way, you're monitoring the situation, as we hear, from Miami. And as you well know, USAID has sent a team to Haiti. The Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency said they're waiting for a list of goods to send. The UN pledged support. But there's still anger in Haiti about unfulfilled promises after 2010, you know, even accusations the Red Cross didn't distribute all of the funds donated. So you get the sense that there will be response now. And I guess, Paul Farmer, also, there's still the unsolved murder of the Haitian president, the lack of COVID vaccines there, there's gang violence. Do you ever worry that Haiti, might almost become beyond help?
Well, a lot of us are very tired of the metaphor of a perfect storm, but with Tropical Storm Grace sitting over the exact area where the earthquake hit, you know, it's hard not to refer to that metaphor. That said, my experience in Haiti over the last 38 years has not been one in which, you know, you throw up your hands and say, this doesn't work. On the contrary, I would say our best teams across a 12-country network of sister organizations, our best teams and most experienced teams are really in Haiti. So even in the face of the assassination of the president of Haiti, we still have literally hundreds of people anxious to help and already starting to help And, you know, I think we should do our best to resist that idea that Haiti is a failed state. I mean, Haiti is in many ways the first modern state in the Americas, having, you know, abolished slavery before everybody else. I'm sure that not everybody would agree with me that we have more capacity because of that frustration, anger, fear, anxiety. I get that. But in terms of staff, stuff, space systems, we do have more now. So I'm hoping, having lived through the last earthquake, I'm hoping that we'll do a better job.
Dr. Paul Farmer, co-founder of Partners in Health, thank you so much for your work there in Haiti and your group's work there in Haiti, Paul, and I will stay in touch.
Thanks, Robin. Nice to hear your voice.
And we'll link you to Partners in Health at hereandnow.org.